Okay, this is the moment we invite Brian to preach for us. Thank you, Brian. I think Brian is looking for a companion. A helper in Oakley. Let's pray. Let's raise our hands toward Brian, and we pray for him as he brings the word of God for us this morning. Father, we thank you for Brian. We lift him up to you. Father God, we ask for your Holy Spirit to come and lead him and fill him as we speak. Father, we pray that we want to hear you speak through him. Anything that is of him, Father, shut it down. But Lord, let your Spirit come alive, boldly, powerfully to Brian as he brings the word now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Put me back a little bit there. Oakley, is that a word of prophecy? Good morning. Great to see you all this morning. Welcome to Oasis Christian Centre, Christian Fellowship. Wherever you are this morning, wherever you're here in person. Looking at some of you, I should have kept my dark glasses on, shouldn't I? And to those who are at home, we'll be watching now or later. Those on holiday, and those who may be on a different time zone. Whether it's west or east, pray the Lord will bless you. Let's just have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you that you are the living, eternal, gracious, loving God. We pray, Father, this morning you'll just bless your word. Bless, Lord, the imperfections of the one who brings it. It's your word, and Lord, you said your word will not return to you void. We ask it in your name that you'll bless it. Amen. I'm taking a reading from Isaiah 9. It's not Christmas, I realise that. Isaiah 9. I was going to start at verse 1 down to 6, but I'm going to cut it short and I'm going to go straight down to verse 6. Praise the Lord. I have absolutely no idea, I must confess, what category this is going to be in this morning. It certainly hasn't finished the way it started out. I started with a thought on my mind, and the Spirit just took over and led me to what is here today. So we can go to verse 6 of Isaiah 9, please. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Don't you think the parents should take serious consideration when they name their children? I've been told my word this morning, what is in a name? Children have got to go to school, and knowing what children are like, other children are going to make their lives a misery if they've got strange names. I'm going to give you the list of a few children who have been given names by celebrity parents. Brooklyn Beckham, because he was conceived in Brooklyn, New York. India, that's Jude Law's daughter, because she was conceived in India. Don't go to sleep yet, I've only just started preaching. A few years back, for those who are really old, there was a couple who named their child Adolf, because they were obsessed by Adolf Hitler, and they ended up going into prison. Here's one for you, River Rocket Blue Dallas. What a name to give to a girl. That was a boy, really. But what a name to give to a boy. River Rocket Blue Dallas. Jamie Oliver's son. I once remember a little girl called Delicious. I'd either got a dedicator or eat her, I'm not sure which. And I remember the family in Birmingham whose sons were called Earl, Count, Duke and Prince. And I thought, wonder what they'll call the daughters if they have any. I'm just waiting to meet Aberystwyth, okay? Do you know the meaning of your name? Onomastics is what it's called, the study of names, onomastics. Do you know the meaning of your name? I'm going to give some names out today. And if you're here and I give your name out, I want you to put your hand up. If you don't, you'll have even greater embarrassment. I've done my research, deep research into the meaning of names. Well, not that deep. In fact, not deep at all. So be embarrassed or not, I'm going to call out your name. Do you know the meaning of your name? In Isaiah 43, verse 1, we have some beautiful words. I have called you by name. You are mine. God personally has called you by name. He knows all about you. He knows where you are. He knows your situation. He has called you by name. And everything that you go through in life, He knows you and He's there. You have been called by God by name. I think that is wonderful. Even if you've got an awful name, God still has called you by name. So remember to raise your hand. Well, Timothy's not here this morning, but his name means honouring God. Stephen. Okay, good. It means crown or garland. Andrew. Means strong and brave. Are you? Asher means blessed or happy. Joseph means God shall add. Now for the sisters, you're not going to get away with it. Judith's not here, it means praised. Esther, and I'm sure this is right, means star. Did you know that? Does Robin know that? Do you tell him every day? Good for you. Sarah means princess. Anna, favoured or grace. Elizabeth, God is my oath. Ruth, kind, caring, loyal. In Bible days, names had far more significance, far more important to the family and to the person than they do today. If a product is said to relieve pain, it has to, otherwise there could be problems. This morning, in the time we have, I want us to look at the name of the one whose purpose was determined before the beginning of time, whose name does exactly as it says, who is from everlasting to everlasting. The prophet Isaiah told the people that someday a child would be born, one whose titles would symbolise the many wonderful aspects of his character. For the child would be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest upon his shoulders. And his name shall be called Wonderful. Now in some versions, Wonderful and Counselor are the same. In my version, the proper version, yeah, not the New King James, they are separate. It's Wonderful, Counselor, and so on and so forth. As well, I think, the wonderful, mighty name of God, the Everlasting Father and the Prince of peace. Isaiah said the child would give us guidance. He called him Wonderful Counselor. The Hebrew word for wonderful is one that is used to do extraordinary, wonderful miracles. Literally full of miracles and full of wonders. We live in an age when counseling is absolutely a growth industry. I want to warn you this morning, be careful who you have counselling from. Find out where they're coming from, what their roots are, and where they're getting their advice from. I often find that counsellors have got more problems than the people they're counselling. So be careful. We have the counsellor, the divine counsellor, the eternal counsellor, the Lord Jesus Christ. One who was totally trustworthy, sure and true, whose counselling would lead us aright and keep us safe. Being born for divine wisdom, knowledge and grace. Paul tells us that in him, Jesus, are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Knowledge, how? Because he was there at the beginning. Then Isaiah calls him the mighty God. Not a mighty God, the mighty God. This talk reveals that not only would he be all-powerful, mighty, but would be God himself. We have to understand that Jesus was God manifest in the flesh. So in other words, not only would he possess the power of God and the might of God, he is God. Emmanuel, didn't mention all now because he's coming now. Emmanuel, he was called Jesus. It means God with us. The very power of God, the very essence of God, the miracle working God is Jesus Christ. In the middle of the most extreme adversity, we can lean and trust on his power. Next, Isaiah called him the Eternal Father, showing without doubt that he is God who inhabits eternity. When the Jews boasted that they could trace their ancestry and their history all the way back to Abraham, Jesus said, "Before Abraham was, I am." I am. Not I was, or I'm going to be, but I am. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It will never change. We have to change. In these days and age, people are trying to get God's word to fit into their situations and to their circumstances. God will not change. God will never change his laws or change his ways for man. We have to go by what he's telling us and believe and trust in him. Before Abraham, and when he said before Abraham was, they took up stones to stone because they realized that what Jesus was saying, it was making himself God because he is God. I'm the unchanging one. Hebrews 13, verse 8. Wonderful. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday. Say it with me if you're still awake. Yesterday, today, and forever. Kingdoms come, kingdoms rise, empires rise and fall. But Jesus Christ remains the same forever. God does not change. He's the unchanging one. He changes not. Then Isaiah called him the Prince of Peace. This is a wonderful title. Man can never bring peace. Even their best intentions will never bring us peace. Not lasting peace. Not real peace. As the world retreats further and further from God, anyone can see that peace is becoming rarer and rarer and harder to find. There can be no peace without the Prince of Peace, the Lord Jesus. One of the many meanings of the Hebrew word means someone who came to administer. Since it is clear when we look around us and read the word, read the papers and watch the news that there is no peace in the world, it's clear that Jesus didn't end wars. It must have a deeper meaning. If Jesus is the Prince of Peace and yet there were still wars raging, what does it mean? And this is so beautiful because it means when it talks about Jesus being the Prince of Peace, he's the one who brings people or warring factions together. It means a coming together, a joining together. Paul meant when he said we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter that wars are raging outside. It doesn't matter that the world's going mad. If we know the Lord Jesus, we have peace with God. A peace that can never be destroyed. We may go through problems, we may go through difficulties, but we have peace with God because we know our sins are forgiven and that our eternal destiny is with the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Prince of Peace who brings two warring factions together. By paying the price for our sin, he gave us peace with God. He was wounded for our transgressions. He has made peace for us with God. And he is the one who keeps us in that peace. While we remain close to Jesus, while we remain walking with Jesus, we will always have peace. I'm not saying we won't have problems. I'm Now tell me, I have difficulties, but underneath, undergirding all that, would be sense of the peace of God that all is well with our souls. He's Emmanuel, as we've already said. He's the Word who became flesh. And here is perhaps the most beautiful word of all. Jesus. Shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Oh, praise God this morning. We don't turn anywhere else. We don't go anywhere. We come to Jesus because he's the one who will save us from our sins. And will save you, if you don't know him, from your sins. Wonderful words, all a different character and a different aspect of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's wonderful this morning. I nearly didn't have to preach because the worship team had done it all for me. So I'm in closing. What is in a name? So that those who are being saved by the one who owns all, this name means everything. To Christians, it means everything. We are saved by grace alone through the Lord Jesus Christ. Islam would deny him. They would call him one of many prophets. He is the prophet, the last prophet. He is prophet, priest and king. Islam would deny his messiahship. They believe in a messiah, but not in the way that the Christians believe in Jesus as messiah. Messiah means the anointed one. They do not recognize Jesus as the divine messiah. Islam would deny his resurrection. Islam, in fact, denies that he went to the cross. They say a substitute took his place and that Jesus was taken up into heaven. If that's true, then we are still in our sins. Islam would deny his resurrection while pointing to the tomb of Muhammad. Islam denies his deity. He is God. Islam would deny his lordship. He is Lord of all and King of kings. Islam would deny his saving grace. We are saved by grace, by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And no other way can we ever be saved. Islam denies his death and resurrection. Islam denies he is the way, the truth and the life. Islam tries to displace his crown. Islam cannot handle God. But I'll say this morning that they will never dethrone the Lord. They will never dethrone him as King of kings and Lord of lords. Islam cannot handle Jesus when they come to the truth. But here is something never said of Muhammad. This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. God spoke from heaven and testified of Jesus that he was his beloved son. That has never been said of anybody else in Scripture. Jesus is the beloved son of God. Jesus is God. He's the one where I make my stand. He's the one in whom I make all my faith and my life and my future. I stand on who Jesus Christ is. God himself, highly exalted and given a name which is above every name. That the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Of things in heaven, that's angels and saints in glory. And things on earth, all humans and every one of us, every part of human being, will bow the knee to the Lord Jesus Christ. And that every tongue shall confess. And every body, and under the earth, all demons will have to acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord. Every tongue should and will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Let me finish with these wonderful words. You know, sometimes it grieves me when we miss out some of the old hymns. I don't care if that doesn't make me popular. I'm going to say it. Wonderful words written by Charles Wesley back in 1746. Does anybody remember? No? Okay. You know, we miss so much truth, so much deep doctrine and theology when we neglect some of these old hymns. They have so much depth, so much conviction. When we stop using them, we miss so much. And here are those words. And it's just the same today as it was in 1746. Jesus, the name I over all, in hell or earth or sky. Angels and men before him fall, and demons fear and fly. He breaks the power of cancelled sin. He sets the prisoner free. His blood can make the foulest clean. His blood avails for me. His blood availed and his blood avails for me. Praise the name of Jesus. He breaks the power of cancelled sin. He sets the prisoner free. His blood can make you clean this morning. His blood avails for me. Praise God. Praise God. What is in a name? In Jesus, the name is the one who has all power, all dominion, all rule, whose kingdom will be forever. All we need from here to glory, exalt the name of Jesus. Amen.